Tablet?
Tablet.
Tablet makes me think of those lick'em sticks, you know, or whatever they're called, like lick'em-a's or something, where you get the different pouches of colored sugar, and you get the candy stick that you lick and dick into it, and and dip into it, and then you eat the little thing at the end and it tastes like chalk. Tablet.
Tablet makes me think of St. Joseph's chewable aspirin for children. And is there anything more disgusting? It's fibrous and orange, sort of flavored. If anything could be deemed sort of orange flavored, it's St. I used to. It takes on this consistency of like. It's horrible. It's scarring. And it can cause, like, what is that? That syndrome. It starts with an R. It can kill you. Tablet.
Just a minor thing. You notice how all prescriptions refer to take one tablet, take two tablets, so on and so forth. But they're all different sizes. It's damn suspicious to me. Tablet.
Hey, innocent shopper.
Well, yeah.
It's me, the mannequin over in the corner.
I didn't realize mannequins could talk.
The one with the androgynous body?
Yes, I believe my own eyes. Hello, mannequin, what have you got to say to me?
If you caress where my belly button should be, in a clockwise direction 3 times, I'll come to life and grant you 3 wishes.
Am I going to get thrown out of the store before I get through all three?
No, just trust me, we're in the corner where nobody goes.
Okay, we're clockwise or counterclockwise?
Clockwise, I said, jackass.
Clockwise isn't going to be a problem if it's counterclockwise. I mean, I'm going to try for clockwise. Okay. Let me go on over to you. That's a really nice little sprightly number you've got.
Yeah, if I have facial features, you know, then I would be smiling right now.
Okay. Kid. All right. One, two, and so is 3, you said, right?
Oh, geez, I'm beginning to rethink this whole thing, kid. Do you want the 3 wishes or not? Don't screw this up.
Absolutely I do, sir. I'm going to do everything I can to earn these 3 wishes. So do I have to start over now that I've given such a long pause?
No, just finish.
Okay, finish. So in theory, if I wanted to get a soda, could I get the soda, come back, and then complete the rotation?
No, you're running out of time.
Okay, so there is a time limit. Are we dealing with time zones? All right, I'll do the 3rd rotation. 3 rotations!
Okay, now I'm alive.
Oh, hello. Your face still doesn't have any features.
I'm still Chucky White, I know.
Shh. Oh, God. It was so warm, and now it's so cold. What the hell is going... I can't feel anything. What are you doing to me?
It's part of the experiment. Joseph, we must bear through this part of the experiment in order to prove successful.
Dr. Hoshkamphalopin, I don't know if I can handle this kind of thing. You're only paying me $2.50 an hour, Dr. Hoshkamphalopin.
I know. But you are going to go down in the textbook, Joseph, as the most brave and courageous man that contributed the most bountiful breakthrough in science that's ever seen.
I'm feeling a bit
seen.
Faint because now it's back to room temperature and it's getting warmer.
Well, that's
my
what
body can't handle these massive changes in temperature.
That's part of hypothermia, Joseph, you understand.
Dr. Hoshkaflogger.
It's flopping, thank you.
Hoshkaflopping?
What?
I feel woozy.
Yet another side effect of hypothermia. Stick through this, Joseph, and I'll give you a cookie. One with chocolate chips buried deep within it.
Dr. Hoshkaflopping?
Yes, Joseph.
What does Hoshkaflopping mean in your native tongue?
If you only understood, Joseph, then maybe I would share it with you. But your naive tongue and mind can't comprehend what Hoshkaflopping translates to, even loosely.
Dr. Hoshkaflopping, as the temperature plummets back down towards sub-zero, I've realized that I love you. Despite our cultural differences and the fact that I'm heterosexual and you're a man.
This is a common reaction when hypothermia ensues.
Right.
And, yeah, I love you too, I suppose.
Kiss me.
Very well. If anything for the sake of the experiment.
Yummy. You taste like strawberries.
Editor! Editor, I've got a front page scoop right here.
What is it, kid?
Well, apparently, Michael Jackson and his wife, everything's not so good in La La Land.
All right, kid, listen to me here.
Yes?
Michael Jackson is last Tuesday's news.
Oh.
I want next Friday's news today.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
Give me something about John Stamos.
Oh, I've got another... Well, I had one about Michael Jackson's child being kind of weird. It's sort of a logical progression from
wife. Listen, kid, why don't you tell me something I don't know? It's like saying, hey, I got some news about this Jesus Christ character. He's nice.
Oh, well, you're not going to want to turn to page 3 of this today's edition, sir. Okay, I'll get some better material.
3. Page 3. What in the good malarkey is this?
Well, it seemed newsworthy at the time.
News? Michael Jackson! Weird! What kind of byline is that?
Well, I thought it belonged on the front page, sir. And I thought maybe there should be an exclamation point to highlight.
You're right, and we should have put right underneath it, Earth! Round!
All right, first wish, hurry up. I want an Orange Julius.
Okay. Let's see.
Yeah, one Orange Julius.
Oh, Orange Julius. Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Yes.
Orange Julius. Oh, right. Wish.
260.
Well,
Jesus, what year is this?
I wish that...
Are you decided yet?
Boy, I wish I had any idea what
Julius
I should order.
Fantastic.
Wait, does that count? I wished I had some idea what I should wish for. Does that count?
You sure?
No, I don't want it to.
I'll just give you a wish, and then you'll be down one wish. I'll give you your wish, you'll have an idea, but then you'll have two wishes.
Rather not go with that one. Let me instead wish
Cinnabon.
For...
Jesus.
All right,
I'll take a large Cinnabon. Yep,
okay, I've got my wish.
260, Jesus!
I've got my wish.
Jesus.
I've got my wish.
Cinnabon. What?
I'd like an elephant with a jetpack.
You kids, I swear to God. All right, in the parking lot, there's an elephant with a jetpack waiting for you. It's got your name on it.
Does it have gas in it?
The jetpack does, yes.
Is it an unlimited supply of gas?
You didn't wish for that. It's got a full tank right now, but it costs $1.60 a gallon. Diesel. Oh.
Well, I don't know when I'm going to have $1.60 next. I mean, I was just here to sniff the underwear. I'm going to actually spend money.
Dr. Hoschenflappen,
yes.
This is a great new experiment. I love eating all these Orange Juliuses. They're making me feel woozy, though, Dr. Hoschenflappen.
Well, you're about 5 seconds away from the final phase of the experiment, where you envision Jesus.
Will you kiss me?
Hello, my son.
Jesus?
Yes.
Will you kiss me?
No, my son. I will not.
But you're Jesus.
Yes, but you can't make such demands of Jesus because I am.
It wasn't a demand. I just asked nicely if you'd kiss me.
I won't kiss you, son.
I mean, you! Can't you just give me something to do?
I have a plan, and that is not part of it.
Wait, you have a plan?
Yes.
We have a plan. We have free will.
People say I'm nice. That's the word on the streets, you know.
That's what they're saying. They're saying it all over the place.
Don't second guess my plan, son. It is large and overwhelming to your human brain.
Wait, are you planning a comeback?
Shh, keeping that on the DL.
Oh, I'm sorry, I won't call it a comeback. I mean,
I've been here for years, rocking the mic, putting suckers to tears.
All right, Jesus.
Sorry, I just get worked up.
Jesus.
Nobody even listened to my second album.
Jesus.
What?
I listened to your second album.
It has some good songs on there.
It did. Shake Your Booty till the Resurrection Comes.
Seriously. The Four Horsemen rap?
I dug it. The Tongues of Flame boogie.
Anyway, I was jumping around styles like a madman.
You were mixing and matching styles.
Will Smith, I'll see him in hell.
And I really like that the slow R&B love groove of Mary Magdalene. Let's get your serape on.
Well, I put a lot of work into that. It's a personal tune.
Otherwise, that'd be Let's Get Your Serape Off. But you're Jesus. You don't want her to take her clothes off. You want to put her clothes back on because, you know, she was a nasty hoe.
Anyway, let's get back down.
Let's get down, Jesus. Jesus, lay me down a fat beat.
Sir, I'm sure you'll like the arts and entertainment section much better, though. I have a really good story for that.
What is this crap you're listening to?
It's Jesus' second album, sir.
Not that crap. You ever seen the video for that? It's all him with this big, huge gold chain and these huge gold letters that look like a license plate that spells out Jesus. He's got a five-finger ring that says Son of God.
He's my favorite. He's nice. Anyway, the arts and entertainment section, you'll really like it. It's the lead story is how about how even though construction paper looks good, you shouldn't eat it.
Who is this guy?
I'm just hired to make him look good and all his ideas. I had the zing.
You're fired.
I'm the zing man.
Sir, he really helps improve the quality of my work.
Quality.
Get down to the coffee machine and get me some zing in my coffee. Now, boy.
Drop in a couple tablets of zing. That'll...
Listen, you.
Yes?
You waste of flesh.
I just want to be editor-in-chief, sir. Look at the good job I did on the newspaper when you put me in charge.
I'm sorry, I was just busy thinking of a million and one other things I would rather see happen.
Only a million and one? Well, jeepers, sir, on a beach there's billions of things of sand alone. And that's just on a small beach.
You are the dumbest human being I've ever met. Whose son are you?
Shh. Oh, Cinnabon. How evil your temptress is.
And my second wish, okay.
Great Steak and Potato Company. Jesus. What year is this?
Let's see.
I have a large, super large steak without
either the elephant gets an unlimited supply of gas and venison, enduring symbol to everyone.
Yeah, I want the nacho cheese.
Or I let it come down someday, and or do my second wish is something else.
What?
You ever tried a chalupa?
Yeah, give me one of those too,
sir. 60, my second wish, genie.
Call me a genie?
Yes.
I'm clearly a sexually ambiguous, featureless mannequin.
Oh, well, I just assumed there was some sort of correlation. For my second wish, I'd like cheese with that. I'd like cheese on my first wish. Extra cheese.
Why do I always get the stupid ones?
Monterey Jack.
Are you sure, kid? Going once?
Are you sure you don't want to try Pepper Jack? It's only 30 cents extra, sir.
Could I have a side of Pepper Jack? It's included in the wish. I don't want that to be the third wish.
Going twice.
Yes, yes, yes.
Sold. Fine.
All right.
Your jet-packed elephant is covered in Monterey Jack cheese with a side of Pepper Jack.
Great.
Sir? Sorry, yeah. Sir.
What?
As a security guard here at Marketplace Mall, I'm going to have to ask you to please remove the pachyderm, the cheese-infested pachyderm. Well, he's moving at sub sound speeds at this point, sir, but should he break the sound barrier, we are going to have a problem. I do not think that, I don't think the buckle can hold up to that kind of trauma.
Okay, mannequin, I've got my third wish. Since this angry little man seems to be so angry, I want him to be transformed into a happy little elf who rides around on the elephant.
Are you okay with this, sir?
Well, no, sir, because the elephant is currently flown into Hot Topic. I'm afraid of that store, sir. They sell a lot of what you call the goth stuff.
I want it. It's my wish. She doesn't get a wish. It's not a democratic wish.
I'd really rather not be a happy little elf on the back of a cheese-covered jetpack elephant.
He's going to point there, sir.
I have a gun.
Please just hold, you know.
I have a gun.
All right.
Make him a happy little elf.
Bink! Wahoo! Woo-hoo-hee! I'm so happy! I got pointy ears and a jiggly hat! Love me! Love me!
Oh, great. Wait, that was my third wish. I don't get another wish.
Yeah, you're screwed.
What about my little sister who needs an operation to stay alive?
Should have thought of that.
But...
Yes, you are my son. It is you I have come back to Earth to find.
See? And that's why I should be The editor-in-chief!
Wait a minute, you're... Who did you knock boots with?
I'm nice.
Oh, chicks always go for the nice guys.
That's right.
Yeah. Didn't you listen to the hidden track on Jesus' second album? Tamiqua got a big old butt.
You gotta let that...
So,
let
Billie Jean was your lover. She wasn't just a girl who said that she was the one. That kid is your son.
You're not playing.
I like the new nose, Jesus.
Thank you.
But why do you keep wearing the surgical mask?
Oh, you know. Germs.
Dr. Hoshenfloppen?
Yes.
Will you hold me?
Well, that is a typical reaction to the experiment, so of course. Here, nestle into my bosom.
Nestle. Dr. Hoshenfloppen?
Yes.
Can I ride the Red Rocket?
Of course. Ta-da!
Chirpy is ending the Herald there, so
dun-dun!
Have you ever noticed how when the two of them can't get a scene to go anywhere, it always devolves into homosexual innuendo between the two of them?
Well, you know, it's
no, actually, true. What I was trying to do was I was trying to make a connection back to the opening of the thing where Troopia was asking me to hold him and kiss him and touch his buttocks.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to make a connection with by reversing that and Wonka. My character.
Oh, I wasn't saying
Troopia.
It was bad.
So it wasn't actually just devolving. I mean, that was my plan all along. It was drawing connections, which is, you know, the... Never mind. Buy a book, people. I know Mark got it. You know, he's just trying to demonstrate.
I'm trying to demonstrate the place. The place is thoroughly monstrated. What jail is like coming to an end? My name is Mark. With me is Ben.
Eric. Matt. We need to give Matt shout-outs to
a lot of
Miriam
people.
And...
Dirt.
Dirt and Troy and that crazy guy.
He kept calling over and over again.
Who else gave
Sid?
Us...
Sid? Somebody? Sid named? Sid? Us Mannequin, I think.
Yeah.
No, he gave us Belly Button. No. I don't know.
Sid did some stuff.
He did some stuff.
He's an all right
he gave
guy.
Us Tablet. That was it.
All right. So, thank you very much, everyone, for calling, and thank you for everyone who passively participated by listening and is thinking about all the intriguing concepts we placed in your mind. What jail is like at hotmail.com if you want to interact with us. And I tell you, Eric and I go back to our apartment, and we watch a movie, and we log on to Hotmail and check to see if we have any mail, and there's never any right after Sunday night, so we're always very sad. Please send us an email. Stay tuned to WEFT all week long.
Just put the porn download on hold for a minute.
Oh, you can do that.
Fire off a quick letter.
You're doing amazing things with transfers these days. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next week. Chan shows up next. Good night!